If you have your Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to begin reading tonight at verse 14. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. The Bible says, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." Last week we began to look at some things, and we looked at "It's not me, it's Jesus," and how that we're just soul sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. We're all sinners. There's none of us good. There's none righteous. No, not one. And we all need the touch of God in our life to help us in our sinfulness. And not only to help us in our sinfulness, to help us in our attitudes. If we could realize we're old sinners and we need help, I believe it would change our attitudes. Amen. But I want to preach tonight for just a little while, and kind of in the same direction, but in a different direction altogether. Amen. If you can say that on this thought, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. As we look at this and we see it, and this week has just been an example of that deception that's in the world. Several times have been brought to our attention just in these last 3 days how people are deceived in this world. And if we ain't very careful, like they're talking about here in this article that I read you, the millennial people are coming along and they're desiring things, and we're beginning to get accustomed to the dark. Amen. But God help us as church people, as God's people, amen, not to get accustomed to the dark. Help us not to get accustomed to coming in and worshiping in a fashion, in a form, amen, but leaving out the Holy Ghost of God, without recognizing the precious presence of the Lord when He moves in, and He wants to touch our hearts, and He wants to help us, and He wants to come alongside us. Praise God, and just lift us up. And praise God, when it gets tough, even carry us a little while. Amen. Let's not get used to the dark. Let's not get accustomed to this old wickedness of the world. Let's not be deceived when they start saying that this is all right and that's all right. If God says it's wrong, young, it's still wrong. Amen. Amen. God don't change His mind. As Paul begins to see to give his introduction here, and he begins to lay it out for us, begins to show us how we need to act pertaining to the house of God. He begins to show us here our uniformity, if you will, to the presence of a holy King. Amen. Sometimes I think when we come to the house of God, we don't come with the right attitude. We ought to realize, praise God, that we're coming into the presence of royalty when we come. Hey, this is the house of God. We are God's people, and then this is His house. This is where we come to meet with Him, and He comes to meet. Ain't you glad He shows up? Amen. I don't believe I've ever come in this place, Brother Rick, and God ain't done His part. Amen. Hey, God, hey, I've never come in here that God ain't. Now, I've come in here not done my part. I'll just be honest with you tonight. You may not be that honest, but I am. I'll just be honest with you. I've come not done my part, but praise God, God's always done His part. He's always showed up here. He's always offered blessings. He's always offered help. Amen. He's always offered that hand up. Praise God. He's always told me something I needed to know. Amen. So we look at this and we see God's house. Now, what is God's house? He tells us here, the church of the living God. Amen. God's house is the church of the living God. What's the church? A church is me and you. Amen. It ain't this building. This is the church house. Amen. This is where we come to meet, but praise God, me and you are the church. Kind of puts it on a different plane, doesn't it? Me and you, amen, those that's been born again, we are the church of the living God. Amen. We are those people that need to step out. We are those people that He's talking about right here. We are His church. Amen. I don't know about you, that makes me feel special tonight. I feel special that I can be counted as the church of the living God. I'm part of that, praise God. I'm part of that organism, that living organism, praise, that's a living and breathing, amen, and having its being in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not in some old dead something. I'm glad it ain't in Mohammed. I'm glad it ain't in Islam. I'm glad it ain't in Buddha, praise God. But it's in a living Savior. Amen. That's where I hope it. That's where I'm at. It's in the church of the living God. So what is the church of the living God? It's the church of the house of God. It's the church of the living God. He says it's the pillar. Amen. That means that's that corner post. He said that's the thing, praise God, that's supporting it all. Did you realize, praise God, that the Bible tells us that over there in just a little while, praise God, and say he that letteth will be taken out of the way, and said then the devil's going to come on the scene like a roaring lion, devouring everyone he sees. Amen. He that letteth will let, the Holy Spirit of God. Where is the Holy Spirit of God today? He's in me and you. Amen. He's in those born-again believers, praise God. Like I said tonight, it's not about me and you and what we can do. It's about that in us, praise God, that has the power and the anointing and the strength, praise God, to overcome every obstacle that the world throws at us today. And we can say it with victory, with our head up, praise God. We don't have to hang our head. We can be proud tonight. Amen. Got a bunch of wickedness over there. His gay pride, he's sodomized, saying that they're proud of what they are. And them living in wickedness. And we go around, praise God, we've got the good God of glory on our side, and we go around with our head down. Shame on us. I mean, we ought to lift up our head, praise God. Because we are God says that we are the pillar, that corner post, praise God, that holds it all together. Amen. One of these days, Brother Rex, these folks that said, boy, I'd like to get rid of that bunch up there at Stony Fork. I'd like to be shed of them. One of these days, they'll get their wish. Amen. There'll be a trump and a shout, praise God, and we'll go up out of here, and they can have it. Amen. But they won't like what they get. Amen. Praise the Lord. In about 3.5 years, praise God, it'll be so bad that there'll be a calling on the rocks, praise God, and the hills to fall on them and kill them. And they won't be able to die. Amen. God help them. And it's a wickedness. But he said they're the pillar. That corner post. Not only they said they're the ground. Amen. Of truth. In other words, praise God, I got to thinking on that. I got to think about over at 9/11, when them towers fall, they called that ground zero. I want to say, praise God, tonight God says, hey, listen. He said, the church, praise God, is ground zero. He said, that's where the rubber meets the road. He said, that's where things should take place. That's where stuff's happening, praise God. That's where God's getting glory. That's where God's getting honor. That's where he's being lifted up, praise God. That's where he's being praised tonight. Amen. It's in the house of the living God. Amen. That pillar and that ground. Amen. That's that place is stable, praise God, because it's set up on truth. Man, remember we told you that night, I don't know if it's Sunday morning, Sunday or last Wednesday night, about that truth, that doctrine. Amen. That teaching and instruction, but it's more than that, praise God. It's truth because it's about a true and a living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he lays it out here for us and begins to tell us what the church is, what the house of God is. Sounds like a special place to me. See, a lot of people take this for granted. Amen. But this is a special place that God's gave us. Amen. His people gave us a place where we can come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We can take this blessed old King James Bible, praise God, and we can read and study and meditate on it, praise God, and the Holy Spirit of our witness with our souls, amen, and show us where we're right and show us where we're wrong, praise God, and direct our path. Amen. He said, that's what the church does. Hey, what are you saying, preacher? He said, he's the pillar. He said, that cornerstone said he's the ground or ground zero, praise God, or wherever thought, ever essence of truth needs to start. Amen. We get to, and let me just say this. If you've got children today, praise God, it's our responsibilities to instruct our children in the things of God. They're not going to get it at the schoolhouse. Amen. Their attitude, they'll not get it to schoolhouse. If you can't get them to say yes and thank you and please at your house, don't you expect them to get them to do it down at the schoolhouse. Amen. We ought to be, hey, you young people, listen to me. You ought to be respectful. Amen. Amen. You ought to say yes and please, thank you. Amen. 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 That's what, hey, you know what? That'll get you further in this life than you ever could imagine. Amen. Hey, you say thank you, please. You showing the right attitude, praise God, especially your elders, but even in your peers, those little old boys and girls that you go to school with, that you deal with every day, you need to be an example to them. Amen. You need to say yes and thank you and please. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because that's the way we ought to act. Because we are supposed to be Christ-like. We're supposed to be demonstrating to the world, praise God, a different person. We are to be a peculiar people. He said truth starts in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm afraid we become so much like the world that the world comes in and they can't tell a difference. Lord help us. Amen. Lord, when somebody comes in these doors, praise God, our attitude, our church, it ought to be different. It ought to be like out there. But I want to say, praise God, when they come to my house or your house, praise God, it ought to be the same way. It ought to be like it is out there. Amen. Because why? You say, well, why, preacher? Because we know what truth is, and the Bible says that we are the church. Amen. We're being deceived today. This easy believism, but you know, you just know who Jesus is. And hey, the devils and demons of hell know who Jesus is. They said, we know who thou art. Thou art the Holy One of God. Amen. And Jesus said, shut up. I don't need your help. So just keep it to yourself. So I know you know who I am. Amen. But praise God, we're being deceived today by this easy believism. But praise God, we can't be snookered in to, praise God, believing that it's just about knowing Him. Praise God, it's about having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not being deceived. Amen. If we got a personal relationship, I won't say this. If you got a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost of God, He's living inside you, praise God, He'll direct your path. Amen. When the world comes along and they say, well, you know, this is okay. Son, it'll throw up a red flag so quick, fast, it'll make your head spin. God will say, it ain't okay either.
Amen.
Amen. It don't take me but just a second on that old boob tube, praise God, when it comes under, when something comes up it's wrong. It don't take me just a second to realize it.
Amen.
It don't take the Holy Ghost me watching two or three episodes to help me realize it's not right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It don't take but just a minute watching that, praise God, Holy Ghost, God speak to my heart. He'll say, hey, you need to change channels or just cut it off. Amen. But we get to watching that stuff and we're interested. And you know what it'll do? It'll have a good thing. And you know what they're doing to us today? They'll put a program on television. They'll make it a pretty good program. A cop show or a detective show or something. It's kind of intriguing, you know. And you'll get to watch it. And you'll watch it two or three times. And it'll be pretty good. And then they'll start sneaking in a lesbian. Or they'll start sneaking in some queer. And they'll just have a little glimpse of them. Amen. And then, but you already engrossed in that show. You said, well, you know, that was just one time thing. But then the next thing you know, he's on there on just about every time you watch it. Amen. And then the next thing you know, he's in there. Instead of just a moment, just a glimpse of it, he'll be on there. He'll be one of the main characters.
Sure.
Am I not right?
You're right?
Amen. Hollywood knows how to do that. The devil's he's a subtle rascal. He brings it in just a little bit at a time. Amen. He gets you to thinking, well, you know what? That ain't so bad. But what he's doing is planting it in our minds, praise God. Hey, we can't be deceived by that mess. We know what's right. God told us the truth. He said, we are the truth. We're that pillar. We're that ground, praise God. That ground zero for God and truth.
Amen.
Amen. We're that place that's anchored, praise God. Holy Ghost of God, praise God, shows us what's right and wrong. Bless His holy name. So Paul goes on and he says, we can't be deceived by this mess. He tells us who the church is. And he says, now the mystery of godliness. Amen. Now he said, that's hid to the world. The world can't see it. But he said, it's the foundation of truth to this old lost world. The world needs a foundation. You know what's wrong with the world? We've lost our foundation. Amen. We're trying to build on those, like I said so many times, on those shifting sands. Amen. But now, some of you mad at me now because you say, well, preacher, I like that show. You ain't got past that show yet. Huh? You done hung up. You done shut me off. I kept by you. I kept you after. You done looking out the window. You said, he done meddling. He done meddling now. Man, I like that show. Huh? Yeah, the devil does too. Amen. But we can't be deceived, praise God. We can't let the devil snooker us into thinking this stuff's okay. Amen. We've got to take a stand. We've got to take a stand for our hearts, our minds, our attitudes, praise God. We've got to take a stand in the truth. God says it's wrong. We need to leave it alone. Amen. But he said there's a mystery of godliness. It's that foundation of truth. Paul's tells here that God's put the church as being the guardian of the mystery of that godliness. That the church is the one that's put there, praise God, to reveal to the whole world the mystery of godliness. He said when the world begins to look at us, praise God, they see something different. They don't see that old man, praise God, that we used to be, but they see that new man in us. Amen. People look at you now and they think you, say, well, you're just some old, said you're some kind of holy roller.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. Said you must think you're better than us. You're just some kind of holy roller. And said, oh, I'm like old brother Paul. I'm least of least, but pray God, I know who my Redeemer is. And I'm persuaded. And he's able to keep that. And I've committed unto him against that day, praise God. Because he's so good to me. Hey, I'm not no better than anybody else. I'm the least of least. But praise God, I've got a heavenly Father who loves me. Hey, he loved me first, praise God, before I ever knew him. Amen. But people look at us today and they say, well, hey, you know, you're some kind of old holy roller. Yeah, you're one of them old Bible, hey, tell me out there, you one of them Bible thumpers. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Say, well, I don't thump it, but I rub it a lot. Amen. I get to pray, before I preach, I get nervous. I rub mine a whole lot. So I keep that cover on. I've rubbed my cover to where it's about slap wore. I told Tracy I'm going to get me another. Because I get to rubbing on it. Because that me, praise God, that's there's something in there. Praise God, it's so precious. And when it gets to, glory be to God, it gets to wanting out. And it gets to wanting courage. And it gets to want, praise God, to lift folks up. And then the devil says, hey, you ought to just leave that alone. I say, hey, wait a minute. This is the good God of glory wanting to speak to these people. Amen. He said that mystery of godliness. Praise the Lord, that God wants to reveal through his church. He said, it's the church that's the speaking. Amen. It's the mystery. What is that mystery? It's the fundamentals of the gospel. Amen. That's what the mystery, was for us, handed down through all the old prophets of old. Those old prophets, they looked down through through time and they couldn't, hey, they seen the beginning and they seen the end, but they couldn't see that valley of where the church is. Amen. They from here and they seen the Calvary, but they couldn't see what was taking place from Calvary to the end. They couldn't see the whole picture. Amen. But praise be to God, God said during the meantime that he was going to put something called a church. It's going to be his church. It's going to be founded upon the truth. And the truth, praise God, was going to get a hold of men's hearts. And it's going to grab a hold of them, praise God, with a godly hold. And he's going to relieve them, praise God, of their iniquity, their sin. And he was going to change people forever. Amen. Have you been changed?
Yes, sir.
I pray God, if you've been saved, you've been changed. Amen. You can't do things you used to do. Praise God, God won't let you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You young people, listen. If you've been saved, you need to think about what you do. God won't let you do things you used to do. Amen. But what is that mystery? It's a mystery. The fundamentals of the gospel. Gospel, number one, he tells us it's Christ incarnate. The Bible says that God was manifest in the flesh. Amen? Was manifest in the flesh. Said that Christ came down and he was manifest in the flesh. And he became God in the flesh. He was 100% man landing just like you. Jesus was. He had flesh and bone, and when you pinched him, it hurt. Amen? When he got hungry, he got sad. Amen? You say, how? Because he wept. Amen. He said he come down. He was a man of it. He was 100% man, but he was 100% God. Amen. In John chapter 1, he said he was manifest unto the world. Amen. Praise God that he came down to where we was, came from the throne of grace, set aside his glory, and came down that we could behold him. Amen. He was manifest that we could look upon him, we could see him, We could know Him, praise God. And all these saints of God through the years. I had a fellow tell me the other day, he said, well, I don't believe that Christ really existed. I said, well, explain to me how over 2,000 years that men's trying to disprove His existence and nobody's disproved it yet. Amen? When they get to trying to disprove the existence, who Christ was, are they always going back to the same place and saying, you know, He did exist. He is who He said He was.
Amen.
He did exactly what they said He did. Amen? When they try to disprove Him, they always prove the manifestation of Christ. Begin to see Him. So he said the fundamentals of the gospel is that incarnation, the manifestation of in the flesh of Lord Jesus Christ. Not only is that the incarnation, but it's the resurrection. Amen. Bible says that He was justified in the Spirit. In Romans chapter 1, and verse 3, He says, concerning His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. I like that, don't you? According to the flesh. Amen. But it says, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Amen. Praise God. He said, He was the Son of David by flesh. Amen. But praise God, by the resurrection power of the Holy God, He was the Son of God. Amen. The world said, hey, Jesus is unrighteous and He deserves to die. God said, Jesus is righteous and He's going to live and be justified. Pilate said, I see no fault. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Pilate said, I see no fault in Him.
Amen.
He said, I've checked Him out. I've researched Him. I can't find nothing wrong with Jesus. And I believe they was a thundering in glory, praise God. And God the Father said, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God, He died. The world crucified Him and said, He's not righteous. It's not right for this man to live. But God rose Him up, praise God. Lifted Him out, praise God. Justified Him for the sake of men. And He said, He's righteous in all His ways. Why? Because God said so. Praise His holy name. What a Savior we have. Lord of God, how can we disallow it? Amen. See, what are you saying? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, hey, listen, we can't be deceived. The world trying to belittle our Lord and our Savior, praise God, and He can't be belittled. He has to be raised up, praise God, and lifted up. And He said, I'll draw all men unto Me. Amen. When they start their lip service or disservice toward the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to lift Him up the more. Amen. Say the Lord Jesus Christ was the precious Lamb of God. There's a bunch today, the Jehovah's Witness, they say, well, He's a Son of God, but He's not God the Son. Amen. I wouldn't give them the time of day. Bible says not to even bid them Godspeed, not to even tell them to have a good day. Amen. What you better do is take that blessed old book, open it up and say, well, let me ask you a question. Your watchtower said that they crucified Him on a stake. Yeah, they said, well, yeah, I did. He said, well, where did Pilate hang that sign? It said, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. They hung it over top of Him. He said, no, He hung it over His head, praise God, not over His hands. Amen. Praise be to God. They said, well, hey, what about the Lord Jesus Christ? They crucified Him on a stake. What about the nails? Amen. In John chapter 20, 25, I believe it is. He said, they nailed Him. He said, Thomas was there. And the Lord said, behold, the nail scars.
Yeah.
The nails in My hands. Amen. Plural. Amen. Tears them all to pieces. See, they base everything they believe on the watchtower. In the watchtower, March 2009, I believe it was, it said that the watchtower was not dogmatic. It did not profess to be the truth. That's what they base their whole faith on, is the watchtower. That's what they want to put in your hands. See, if you take their watchtower propaganda, then they've done a great work. When you take that in your hand, hey, it don't matter if you listen to them or not. If you take their filthy rag in your hand, praise God, then you become a disciple. Amen. Scary, isn't it? I'm talking about people being deceived. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that saves old sinners. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the one that rose from the dead, praise God, so that we might live. Amen. But we're living in a day of deception. It's rampant. It's like wildfire in this land that we live. Amen. So it's Christ's resurrection. But quite, not only is that, but it was Christ's manifestation. He was seen, the Bible says, of angels. Amen. As we look at it, we see the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 5 and 8, we preached on this a while back about where the Bible said that he was seen of Peter and then of the disciples and then of all these others and then 500 ones. And Paul says, last of all, he was seen of me. Apostle was born out of due time. Amen. They said, we've seen the Lord Jesus. We've seen Jesus Christ. We've seen Him alive. We've seen the risen Savior. Amen. That ought to thrill you so. That ought to be enough, praise God, to ever keep us from being deceived. 500 at once seen Him alive. Amen. After His resurrection. Amen. But in Acts chapter 10, the Bible says, let me just read that to you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 10. He said, while they looked steadfast, remember Jesus went up into heaven? Amen. After His resurrection. He said a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white array, which also said, now listen, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven. I can see this in my mind's eye, Brother Robert. These angels of glory, praise God. I believe they was rejoicing in heaven when Jesus ascended back. Amen. When He rose up through the portals of glory and took His place at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. And I believe these angels, praise God, was present when He came in. When He marched through, glory be to God, triumphant entry. Hey, you think the triumphant entry over there in Jerusalem was something? It wasn't nothing but a pauper's party. But praise be to God, when He entered in to the throne of grace, amen. Glory be to God, after the resurrection, glory be to God, it was a sight to behold. I can see those angels, Brother Dean. I guess my mind's messed up. I can just see those disciples as they're just standing there. And Jesus has gone up into clouds, and you know they're still here gazing. Where'd He go? I mean, maybe He'd reappear up there somewhere. Is that it? No, that's another cloud. No, and then they all of a sudden over here beside them, these two other fellas, and they're here looking up with them. They say, "Hey, fellas, so what are you looking for? We're looking for Jesus." And He went up in that cloud up there. They said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you might as well quit looking." He said, "Jesus has done called up the glory." He said, "Well, how do you know?" He said, "Because the psalmist tells us over in Psalms 24, praise be to God, and He was received up into glory." Amen. And He went up there, and He said, "Lift up your gates, heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Amen. And the old gatekeeper, he said, "Who is that King of glory?" He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "That King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, praise God." He said, "I've come out victorious." He said, "I've come home." Hallelujah. Amen. Old gatekeeper throwed wide the gates, and angels of glory stood at attention as the Lord Jesus Christ, strong and mighty in battle. Amen. You realize Jesus had overcome death and hell. I want you to think about that. Death, what's the two things that we dread the most? Death should be hell. You know what's wrong with America? We're not afraid of hell no more. Amen. Who was it? Somebody's telling me the other day, said there's a guy that's talking to who said, "Well, he's gonna go to hell and have a party." Amen. Ain't gonna be no party. They ain't gonna nobody, but hey, you go to hell, you go by yourself, ain't gonna be nobody down there likes you. You'll be down there with murderers and sex offenders and drug addicts and drunks, praise God, and they'll be gnashing of teeth and they'll be cursing God. Amen. You know, you say, "Oh no, preacher, once they get down there, they'll realize how they messed up and they'll be good people." No, they said the wicked will be wicked still. Amen. But the God, the good God of glory entered in portals of glory. And angels of glory stood up and gave him another, praise God, a standing salute to the King of glory as he marched in. Can you just imagine that? Amen. Those angels of glory, praise God, they seen the risen Savior. They seen the King of glory. They seen him strong in battle, praise God. They seen him victorious over death and the grave. Marched into the portals of glory to take his seat at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for old sinners like us. Amen. That's what he did. That's who Jesus was. Amen. He was manifest in the flesh, praise God, and he was a manifest and he was seen of angels. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Not only was he seen of angels, but he was his proclamation. He said, preached unto the Gentiles. Amen. You remember over in Acts chapter 10? Over in Acts chapter 10, Peter went in before Cornelius. He had done seen him and he had done been on the rooftop, chapter 9. He had been on the rooftop and they had, chapter 8, I believe it was 8 or 9, before Paul was saved. And Peter was up there on the roof and they had done told him about all this stuff had taken place and he had done seen the sheets and the thing and nothing being common or unclean. Amen. And then he hadn't no more and got done that and his belly was a growling, he was getting hungry. They was fixing supper and he was ready to eat. Amen. God done said, kill and eat. And he said, I can't kill anything. I've never eaten anything common or unclean. He said, don't you call anything common and clean that God created. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, we have people march through these doors every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and on Wednesday night. Amen. And we can't, sometimes we'll look down our nose at them and we'll call them common and unclean. But I want to tell you what, they're all things that God's created. And praise be to God, they just need the Lord Jesus Christ. And they need that free pardon of sin just like me and you did. And we need to love them, praise God. Love the old sinner and hate the sin. Amen. But old Cornelius, he got downstairs and there's some fellas there and they said, hey, listen, Cornelius said to come fetch you. Amen. He said, well, let's eat a bite. Said, first thing morning, we'll head out. He goes down there to Cornelius' house and Cornelius done got gathered up all his people and his servants and his family. And I mean, old Cornelius was ready for meeting. Yeah. Amen. Now, he wasn't playing around like we do. Hey, when we get ready to have a meeting, amen, we just nonchalant about it and we come. We don't invite nobody and we don't really care whether anybody comes or not. Amen. Hey, oh me. But old Cornelius, he had done gathered them all in. And the Bible said old Peter got there and said he began to open his mouth. What did he do? He began to preach the gospel. He began telling about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He began to preach to the Gentiles. Old Gentile dogs. Amen. And praise be to God, the Holy Ghost of God fell on them people. Began to deal with their hearts. They began to hit the ground. They began to pray. They began to cry out. Amen. Praise the Lord. They began to speak with unknown tongues. Praise God. They began to speak. Those that was from different places began to speak in a tongue that these over here that couldn't understand. Praise God. They began to tell them in a language they didn't even know they could speak. Praise God. They said, you know what? Good God of glory. He's done come down. He's done meeting with us. And says, cause of Jesus Christ. That Nazareth, the man from Nazareth, praise God. Death, burial, and he got up again victorious. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God fell on them Gentiles. Amen. They begin to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. Amen. And the Bible says that Christ was accepted. Amen. He said they believed, it was believed on in the world. Amen. He began to preach it and people begin to accept. You know what's wrong with the world today? People won't accept it. Amen. They said, I'm too busy for that. I had some people just a few weeks ago. I was talking to them. I invited them to church. I was talking to the whole family lined up there, and I was inviting them to church. And they told me straight up, said, we're too busy. We don't have time to go to church. I mean, just straight up, at least they're honest. I appreciate their honesty. Amen. They just said, we don't have time to come to church. But there was a whole row of them back there Sunday morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said they didn't have time, but they was here Sunday morning. Amen. Why? Because you just show them a little love. Just tell them about Jesus. How much the Lord loves them. How much you like to see them down at the house of God. How much help God can give them. He probably said, hey, you ought to go. You know what happened if we went out everywhere we went, Brother X? Say, you know what? Up there at the church house, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's just passing out help in a liberal fashion. Hey, people coming to altar. People getting help. Praise God. Hey, people shouting, rejoicing. Families getting help. People's being saved. People's getting excited. Amen. Wonder what happened. Holy Ghost revival would start. Amen. It would start, it'd break out on us. We'd get the can't help it, praise God, and they would too. Amen. But we can't be deceived. this world's a deceiver. He'll say, well, it won't do no use. It won't do no good. You don't know till you try. Amen. There's a whole world, listen to me, there's a whole world out there that wants just a little bit of hope. They would like to be given just a little bit of hope. They'd like to get just a little dose of what we get here. How much the Lord loves them, how much the Lord can help them, how He'll change them. But we can't be deceived and lulled into a place of complacency, praise God. We need to be stirred for the Lord ourselves. Amen. Like old Cornelius and his household. Amen. The Bible says he was believed on in the world. That means he's accepted. And then he goes on and says that he was exalted. He said he received up to glory. Amen. Praise God. That means he was put in that lofty, high and lofty place where he deserves to be. I wonder what happened if he was put in that high, lofty place where he deserves to be in our hearts. Amen. Where he was lifted up to where he needs to be in our lives. I mean, exalted, lifted up. Even in the day that we live, you say, well, preacher, it's hard to... Sure, it's hard. But it's not hard to lift up my Savior. Because my Savior lifted me up. If it wasn't for Lord Jesus Christ, I know where I'd be. I'd be down here with these drug addicts or dopers or drunkards somewhere in a ditch. You say, well, preacher, you think you'd have been that bad? Probably worse. But Jesus came my way. He saved me from all that mess. It's like Corey says all the time. She gets up every morning and says, Lord, keep me, help, please help me to stay clean and sober. And he has, what, 8 years? Amen. I wonder what happened if we begin to cry and get out of this being deceived and thinking we can't get through. I don't know about you. We can get through to heaven. Bible says that we should come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. He's tore down that middle wall tissue. He's took that down that veil, praise God, and He's opened us a place that we can come in to the throne of grace boldly. Just come in boldly before the Lord and say, Lord, here I am, old sinner. Amen. Lord, just an old sinner, praise God, and standing in a need. Lord, I have needs and I need You to help me right now. Amen. I wonder what God would do if we'd humble ourselves every day and come before that throne of grace and receive that God has for us. Amen. He was received up to glory. If we could glorify and lift Him up, that's where He deserves to be. That's where He wants to be. Amen. But we can't be deceived by this world. We can't belittle our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't belittle our faith, and we sure can't belittle the truth. Listen, church, we can't be deceived in these last days. We can't go along with this stuff. Say, well, you know, it don't hurt nothing. Yes, it does. It destroys everything that touches. Amen. This sodomy and drunkenness and this drug addiction. Listen, you young people, listen to me. You do not touch any drugs or alcohol. Everyone, look at me. This is Pastor Jeff speaking to you. Do not touch any drugs or alcohol. If I find out about it, I'll beat you down. Amen? You won't have to worry about mama. Pastor Jeff will come get you. Amen? I love you too much. See, your life's destroyed. Amen? I love you youngins. Please, stay away from it. If you see it, praise God, get away from it as far as you can. Run from it. It's wickedness. It's evil. It'll destroy your life. Tell your friends to say, listen, don't do that. It'll kill you. You say, well, it won't kill you, preacher. I know people that's on drugs and alcohol, and they're still alive. Yeah, but they're dying. They're slowly dying. These people that's on methamphetamine, it's so addictive. You use it one time and you're hooked. Amen? You're hooked. You can't get off of it, and it will kill you. Amen. Don't be deceived that it's okay. It don't matter who tells you it's okay. Listen to me. Pastor Jeff's telling you, God says it's wrong. Amen. Please, please leave it alone. Don't do it. Don't let it destroy your life. Amen. Seek to have a life that's honored to God, to lift up Lord Jesus Christ. So you need to say in your little heart right now, I will not be deceived by the world. I'm going to stay with Jesus. I'm going to try to do what God would have me to do and be what God would have me to be. Amen. And I guarantee you, praise God, you can live a happy, safe, and prosperous life if we'll put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said if He be uplifted, if He be glorified, if He be exalted on high, amen, be made the God of your life. Amen. He'll lead you through. He'll bring you out safe on yonder shore. Amen. But you can't be deceived by this whole thing of the world.